Analysis: Joe Biden's blue wall crumbles under weight of Donald Trump's comeback. By Wendell Hasebo on May 4, 2024. President Joe Biden's seemingly unassailable blue wall appears to be crumbling in the wake of former President Donald Trump's greatest political comeback in history. The blue wall represents three battleground states: Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Biden must win these states to prevent Trump from winning re-election. The states are imperative for Biden due to Trump's surge in the Sun Belt states of Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina. In those four states, Trump leads Biden between 3 and 6 points in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina, 538's polling averages show. There's a clear divide between the blue wall states, where the polling is close, and the Sun Belt states, where it isn't, wrote Stephen Shepard, Politico's senior campaign and elections editor and chief polling analyst. For the first time in 2024, Trump held a narrow lead in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, Tuesday's Emerson poll showed. Previous swing state polling showed Trump leading in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, with only Michigan leaning toward Biden. Seven states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina, will decide the president, longtime Democrat adviser Doug Sosnick wrote in the New York Times. If Trump wins one or more of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, Biden's chances of obtaining 270 electoral votes become slim. In essence, if Biden wins all blue wall states, he would win re-election without winning any of the Sun Belt states. But if he loses all four competitive Sun Belt states, Biden can't afford to drop any of the blue wall states, Shepard wrote Wednesday. And given the size of Michigan, 15 electoral votes, and Pennsylvania, 19 electoral votes, it's difficult for Biden to cobble together any Electoral College majority without them, even if he manages to hold Arizona or Nevada. Sosnick depicted several reasons why he believes Biden faces a tougher path to re-election than Trump. Michigan is not a shoo-in for Biden, as it was in previous elections for Democrats. The intersectional coalition, young voters, black voters, Hispanic voters, appears to be abandoning Biden, who needs their support in Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia. Mr. Biden's declining popularity in the Sun Belt states is the main reason Mr. Trump has an edge right now. He is especially struggling with young and non-white voters there, Sosnick wrote in the Times. According to 2020 exit polls, Mr. Biden won 65% of Latino voters, who comprised roughly a fifth of voters in Arizona and Nevada. And Mr. Biden won 87% of black voters, who made up 29% of the Georgia vote and 23% of the North Carolina vote. He also won 60% of voters aged 18 to 29. Now look at this year. A New York Times/Siena College poll released last weekend showed support for Mr. Biden had dropped 18 points with black voters, 15 points with Latinos and 14 points with younger voters nationally. If Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump remain ahead in the states where they are currently running strongest, the outcome of the election could come down to who wins Michigan and the two Sun Belt states where abortion will very likely be on the ballot, Arizona and Nevada. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.